Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Revelation chapter 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple telling the seven angels, "Go and pour out on the earth the seven bowls of the wrath of God." So the first angel went and poured out his bowl on the earth, and harmful and painful sores came upon the people who bore the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became like the blood of a corpse, and every living thing died that was in the sea. The third angel poured out his bowl into the rivers and the springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel in charge of the waters say, "Just are you, O Holy One, who is and who was, for you brought these judgments. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. It is what they deserve." And I heard the altar saying, "Yes, Lord God of the Almighty, true and just are your judgments. O Lord, have mercy upon us." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And we believe in that Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence, he will come to judge the living and the dead. The day is coming, declares the Lord. That great and awful day when the trumpet will sound and the mansions of the dead will shake and send forth their inhabitants to be separated like sheep and goats, the innocent from the guilty. Now, if you learn only one thing from the bowls of wrath in our reading this morning, learn this. You do not want to be among those upon whom they are poured. For the vengeance of God upon those who have shed the blood of the saints and prophets will be terrible and mighty. His wrath will be great, and in that wrath, God is holy and he is just. So turn away from wickedness and look to Jesus. Lean not on your own understanding. God is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. His mercy is upon those who fear him. For though our sin is great, Christ drank the cup of wrath intended for us. He who knew no sin became sin so that we might be called sons of God, and so we are. Now, if you learn two things from the bowls of wrath, learn this. We are not guaranteed long and happy lives free from trial and tribulation. On the contrary, oftentimes it is our blood that is shed along with that of the saints and the prophets, a suffering on account of Christ. Even now, our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world suffer many and great things at the hands of those in authority. Daily, the ranks of martyrs grow more numerous. To our north, pastors are facing jail time simply for opening up their doors to more people than the government wants. Kind of sounds familiar. Even closer to home, hindsight shows us that our own churches were too quick to close the doors and too slow to reopen them for fear of reprisals from local authorities or from fear of members gripped by fear. Instead of giving them Jesus and sound teaching, we gave them what they wanted. We gave them that for which their ears itched, suiting their own passions. And if in the Lord's mercy you learn three things from the bowls of wrath, learn this. These days are short. Our sorrows will come to an end, and our joy, now veiled, will one day be complete. In the meantime, do not be surprised when you endure all types of fiery trials and tribulations. The devil's days are short as well, and he knows it. He has been defeated, but even now he seeks to devour and to lead astray, if possible, even God's elect. He has thousands of years of experience, and he has no issue with lying, cheating, and stealing in order to get what he wants. But the bowls will be poured out. The devil and those whom he marks will not escape it. But you, dear Christian, you hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. Yes, our Lord's wrath is great, but his mercy for you is greater still. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? God is for you. The devil's charges will fall flat, for Christ died and was raised. He is seated at the right hand of God and intercedes there for you. And nothing will separate you from that love which is yours in Christ. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Nebraska District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for the Reverend Stephen and Martha Malberg, who serve the Lord in Sri Lanka. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.